host on MGTOW is Freedom. It's been a damn hot day out here in California. It's hard to make it through, right? It's hard to make it through. The only way you can do that is by being a man. I came home. I got cleaned up. I'm going to have me a neat scotch. And I've got a little story here with a big, big point in the middle of it. A big MGTOW point in the middle of it. So I want to start with this letter. I'm going to not say the guy's name because it's one of those good names, but he'll recognize it when he hears it. John, yep, with your help on shedding the light on all the potential bullshit that's likely to go down, believe me, I will be vigilant in making decisions to take care of myself from now on. Also, one thing you might be interested in, and maybe you could touch on this topic in one of your videos. I'm going to do that forthcoming. When I started to go my own way, hell, even before that, when my marriage started taking a dive, all of my blue pill friends pulled away from me, and they pulled away even harder the more and more I got myself on solid ground. What the fuck? It's actually something that really pisses me off to this day. And we're talking about people that I have known for over 20 years. Anyways, thanks again for your videos and time you spend on these issues. I love your stance, insight, and outlook on what it means to stand up and be a man. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. There's a toast to all you guys. Raise a glass to MGTOW, to being a man, to having the penis. Prost. Salut. Right, cheers to everybody. He brings up a very interesting phenomena. When you're married, other men assume that you're beat down, that you're a pussy-whipped little bitch, that you've got a collar on that has her name on it. That's the assumption because that's how blue pill men are. They're literally slaves to their women. That doesn't mean they can't pop the red pill, cure it, right, and get out of that. A lot of men were like, fuck, I didn't know I was so blue pill. I didn't know it. Thanks for waking me up, right? And then that just isn't me. That's all MGTOW channel providers are doing this. The men will back away from you if you start to act like a man in front of them and they're blue pill. Because when they get home, they don't want to get the wrath of their wife. In some cases, women will bitch slap or pimp slap the man right in front of everyone else and make him admit that she's the better half and that she's the smart one, right? And that he's the lucky one for getting her. And worse, they say things and worse. They may even pick on a man's cock in front of everyone else, make fun of his virility in front of everyone else. I've heard women do that. They don't dare fucking try that with me. I'll throw it down on the table and beat them about the head with it. Right? I don't fucking play that game. But a lot of women, once they beat their man down, once they start battering him, they will back down. And they'll take that shit off a woman. And then the woman feels good. Then she knows she's okay. Right? Then she knows she's got him. She's reassured that he is her bitch. So when you see these blue pill men backing away from you, right, what you've done is you've set a big target on yourself. When they get home, when they get to the car, the wife will say, you better not think of standing up like that, right? And they'll start backing their fucking men in a corner. Seen it too many times, right? Too many times. That's why I used to get up in the middle of all them fucking girls and go, hey, I have the penis here, not her. And I tell them, I have the fucking penis. This is at, social gatherings at my old house. I just walk right in the middle of all of them, let them know who the fuck has the penis. So as a man, if you're just a normal man, especially if you're blue pill, when you hear another guy stand up and say something that's taboo, like, ooh, right, those guys couldn't say that shit. Right? They're like, hey, back off, mister. I don't want to be sleeping on the couch. Right? I don't want to get in trouble with my wife. You just keep quiet with that man talk over there, right? But the more you get yourself together, the more blue pillars will step back away from you. You say one thing, it's one thing. You say two pro-masculine, pro-male things. You stand up and say, hey, if I didn't work so fucking hard, we wouldn't have half the shit we have around here. In fact, we wouldn't have 90% of it because it'd all be squandered. You ever hear a man say that in front of his wife? That's a fucking man who's telling it like it is. Hey, if it wasn't for me, we wouldn't fucking be here. You'll watch blue pill men just fucking shrink. They'll melt like a frickin' snowman in the middle of a nuclear explosion. They will run hiding and get behind their wives' skirts. It's because they don't want to get in trouble. It's an indicator of how weak they are as men and how weak they are as husbands. But they have to submit the same way a woman is supposed to submit to a man. The roles are absolutely reversed. In fact, it would have been fucking rude, right? It'd be like having a woman that you have, and the guys are over, and you're like, hey, bitch, and you call her a bitch in front of all the guys. Why don't you make me a fucking sandwich, you dirty little whore? I was the 10th guy you slept with, right? You still had cum on your chin when I found you. Get over here, you little bitch, and rub my back, right? If you said all of that in front of your friends, that is the moral equivalent to what women do today to men in front of all the girlfriends, in front of all the other guys, in front of strangers, in front of coworkers, in front of family, for God's sake. I've seen these blue pill guys unzip their scrotum, pull their balls out, and go, here you go, dear. Go ahead and take them. I'm just going to sit over here, right? Minding my own business and being a good husband. Is there anything I can do for you in the kitchen, honey? Are you fucking kidding me? I loved having Thanksgiving dinner and going, okay, women, you cook the dinner. And they're like, yeah, we cooked the dinner. I go, great, now you can do the fucking dishes. Right? Hey, it's my fucking house. I built the goddamn thing. Right? All you got to do is work for a fucking hour after eating all the food that I bought. Get out of here. What is wrong with men today? What is it? Why can't they fucking grow a pair? Women have them fucking hoodwinked, hornswoggled, tricked, bedazzled. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's pussy whipped or fucking browbeaten. It produces the same result. Different women do have different techniques. Some are inherently in your face and threatening. Right? And if a guy isn't a fucking alpha male, he'll go, hey, I didn't really want to fight, you know, just back off. She does that enough, and he just goes, hey, look, I see the look, I'm just backing off. Pretty soon, he just shuts the fuck up. Beaten down. Another woman might try the pussy whip route. Oh, if you want to act like that, mister, well, you're just going to have to not have sex for a week until you straighten up. And the guy's like, oh, come on, baby, please, right? Starts begging the pussy. Please, baby, I'll be good, I'll buy you stuff, whatever it is she wants. Now, imagine you guys listening to a woman fucking begging, I'll do whatever you want. I'll give you head 10 times a day. I'll rub your feet and put my tongue between your toes. I'll eat the toe jam, right? That's what fucking guys do to women, though. They fucking beg them for pussy. They'll do anything for it, right? Single guys are like, what? Guys do that? Yeah, they do. They fucking do that. They get so fucking browbeat, so pussy whipped, that they beg from a woman they've gotten sex off hundreds of times, and they start begging for it. This makes these fucking women, their heads get huge. They think they're amazing. Like their pussy has a cape with an S. It's super pussy. And this guy will do anything, including giving up all of his money to her. And she'll take that from him until the day she realizes, hey, wait a minute. I can just take all of his shit and not have to have sex with him. I can have sex with his friends and all those guys at the supermarket and all those young men at the college. And I still get to take all his shit. Right? But before she gets to that point, she's going to realize this fucking guy's beat. He's pussy whipped. Right? That's why these blue pillars back off. And I'll tell you what. I've seen this one too, because it happened to me. I can't remember what the fucking function was. I just remember the tongue lashing I got. Some guy was going off on women, and I was laughing my ass off because he was just cracking fucking sexist joke after chauvinist joke after bigoted joke. Fucking funny, right? And I like jokes. So this fucking guy's like that. She gets me aside and she goes, you know, if you think you're going to start talking like that, if you think you're going to start behaving that way in front of others and embarrassing me and yourself and your family, well, you've got another thing coming. I don't want you even thinking like that. Right? Have you ever seen that fucking one? She's going to tell me not only what I can't fucking do, but that it's not funny. And then I better not even think like that. Fucking think. You're not even allowed to think it. I can't fucking believe the shit women say. Are you out of your fucking mind? You're going to tell me how to think. Christ, even the government can't do that. Oh, but the government doesn't have a velvet-lined pussy now, does it? So the deal is, guys, is these fucking blue pill men, they want to be your friend, but they can't. And it also embarrasses them as men. It's very important to know this. It embarrasses them because they know that they should have more spine. They know they should have some fucking balls. And they're probably remembering back to a time when they had them. And I'm very serious. They're going, man, I remember at one point when I used to think about my balls and my cock as mine, and I could put my dick in whatever I wanted, and I could take my balls with me out in public. So when they back away, and they're like, hey, that's enough of that, mister. We don't need that kind of talk around here. Right? They start giving you that shit. They don't want to be reminded of how weak they are. And the stronger you get, the more shame they feel for themselves. One of those blue pill men, and his wife, you know, looks at him like, oh, you want to try that with me? He's like, oh, no, dear. No, it's cool, right? He's ashamed of himself. He knows he's being fucking controlled, and he knows he should be a man, but he's lost it. Somewhere it's been beaten out of him or destroyed out of him. And that, guys, that's the man that women want. They want that 10 years, 15 years, 20 years from a fucking man that they marry and have kids so that they can hammer him into the fucking ground like a railroad spike and beat the fucking stuffing and spice out of the guy so there's nothing left but an empty sack that they say, you've got no life left in you. You're not romantic or fun. All you do is work. And then they steal your shit in a fucking divorce and try and crush you into the fucking ground. That's what's going to happen to these blue pill guys that you've known. That's where they're heading. That's their fucking fate. Now, you can be married, right, and lose half your shit and get destroyed and still have your sense of manhood about you. But what women want is what I just described. That's what they want, is to destroy you. I've seen it. Seen it way too many times. And that's where younger men who are curious about MGTOW, younger men who are MGTOW in their teens and their 20s, learn from us older guys. Learn the fucking lessons. That's why blue pill men back away. And the more you wake up, the more of those red pills you choke down. Pretty soon they start to taste pretty good. They piss you off, but they taste pretty good. You'll realize that blue pill guys don't want a fucking thing to do with you. I make red pill comments at work all the time. Carefully. With precision. With proper temperance. But they're red pill nonetheless. Because I want to see what men do, and I want to see what women do when they realize what is being said. Subtly. just under the surface. Catch me if you can. But men know it when they fucking hear it, and you can watch him edge away. You can watch him melt like a fucking snowman in a volcano. Funny shit. I want to thank you guys for watching this video. Thumbs up if you haven't already, damn it. Motherfucker, right? All these guys out here doing all these MGTOW videos, thumbs up for them all. You know, I want to thank you guys for watching. Please leave your comments on this, if I even have to tell you. You know, what you write, your comments, means a lot to fucking guys coming here. Because it's not just me. It's not just this fucking guy who's put his face on camera for everyone to see and go, oh, so that's what a MGTOW looks like. Fucking A right, this is what a MGTOW looks like. Get a good look. But I'm not the only model. Oh no, there's a lot of MGTOW models out there. Some are short, some are skinny, some are black. Some are fucking red. Some are brown. Some are fat. Some are old, some are young. But this is a good example of what MGTOW looks like. And this is a good fucking example of how MGTOW thinks. If you want freedom, if you want to know what it's like to hold your own penis and say, I have the penis, it's mine, right? Be a fucking man. MGTOW is men going their own way. Ignore social standards. Ignore feminist matriarchal bullshit. Get it out of my fucking face and out of my life. Rant? It's just how I am. Funny? I fucking think it's funny. It's funny as fuck watching women scatter like cockroaches when the lights turn on. When you expose them to the light of truth as the parasites, the fucking bottom feeders that they are, they scatter. Because they are soulless vampires. And they know it. I wish I could sit with every one of you fucking guys and hear your stories and hear your thoughts. But I can't. I can't. You know, it's a fucking impossibility. I'd love to go on fucking world tour. I'd love to go on a North American tour and a European tour and an Australian tour. Be fucking great. Right, MGTOW conferences. Thousands of men showing up. Women cowering in the fucking weeds, wondering what's going on. Only daring to look up, only to look down as real men, knowing they're fucking men. Not afraid to be men, strong, silent, until they're crossed. You guys be cool. MGTOW is freedom. I have the penis. Semper Fi.